the 14th Tuesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Some people brought to Jesus a man who was dumb because he was possessed by a demon. When the demon was driven out, the dumb man began to speak. The crowds were astonished and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives away demons with the help of the prince of demons." Jesus went around all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And he cured every sickness and disease. When he saw the crowds, he was moved with pity, for they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Ask the master of the harvest to send workers to gather his harvest." Today's commentary is from Father Joan Solà I Triadú from Girona in Catalonia. Ask the master of the harvest to send workers to gather his harvest. Today the Gospel speaks of the man who was dumb because he was possessed, and of how his healing provoked two different reactions. On the one hand, the Pharisees, in the face of prodigious evidence that nobody could deny, attributed to demonic powers. "He drives away demons with the help of the prince of demons." The crowd marvels. "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." When referring to this passage, St. John Chrysostom says, "What the Pharisees truly resented was that the crowds considered Jesus superior not only to those who existed then, but also to all who had ever existed." Jesus wasn't bothered by the disdain of the Pharisees. He continued faithful to his mission. Jesus saw that Israel's guides had, instead of attending their flocks, had led them away. He felt pity for the tired and defeated crowds who were like sheep without a shepherd. That people want and appreciate a good leader can be clearly seen during Pope John Paul II's pastoral visits to so many countries throughout the world. How many people gathered round him, how they listened to him, to his words, especially the young. The Pope who doesn't soften the Gospel, but teaches it with all that it demands. Saint José María says, "If we were to be consequent with our faith, when we look around us and contemplate history and the world that we live in, we could not but feel the same feelings that move Jesus' heart, which would move us to a more generous apostolate. But the disproportion between the crowds waiting for the preaching of the good news of the kingdom of God and the scarcity of workers ready to preach it is quite evident. At the end of the text of the Gospel, though, Jesus gives us the solution: to ask the master of the harvest to send more workers to his fields.